The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday and welcome to this edition of That's Life. This is the show where we talk about things that matter. We talk about life. We talk about priorities. We talk about being real human beings. And today I am going to be very real because I'm starting to see a pattern as it concerns me and as it concerns my Christianity and as it concerns my faith. I'm starting to see a pattern in the ongoing attack. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. I want to talk about, guys, being a mamby-pamby Christian. And this is why you guys tune in to get the word from me, because I'm going to talk your language. Because I promise you, there is nobody else out there talking about mamby-pamby Christians. And I want to warn you about this. So I'm going to warn you about the attack. But then I'm also going to put a little heat on you, where sometimes we are all mamby-pamby Christians for the wrong reasons. See, mamby-pamby, I don't want you to be a mamby-pamby Christian across the board at all. Now, I know Mama Jean is listening to this show, and Mama Jean knows exactly what I'm talking about. Guys, I am not a mamby-pamby Christian. And I really have a very low tolerance for mamby-pamby Christians. Reason being, I've been around my share of mamby-pamby Christians. Bro, you are either 100% full-blooded Christian or you're not. But there are a lot of people out there that want you to be a mamby-pamby Christian. And a lot of us are guilty of being mamby-pamby Christians. Guys, I'm starting to know a pattern with me when it comes to my Christianity. Now, guys, you can follow me very, 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 very closely on Twitch. Twitter, Twitch, it doesn't matter. Twitter, Twitch, my podcast, The Brand, it doesn't matter. I know I have a following. I know that a lot of people have their eyes on me. Guys, if you're a follower of Vince Russo, you should know Vince Russo inside out by now. Okay? First of all, bro, when it comes to the wrestling business, I get very upset when there is a lack of effort by those putting on wrestling shows and those wanting you to watch their wrestling shows, but me knowing what it takes to put on a successful show, knowing the blood and the sweat and the tears. When I watch wrestling shows, what I usually critique is the effort. The effort and the thought that is going into it. I never, ever, ever critique the work in the ring unless I think it's careless and I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt. I don't want to see somebody get hurt, but I never say, oh, so-and-so's work sucks. I never criticize wrestlers like that. Without the wrestlers, bro, I would have never been able to make a living. When they do dangerous stuff, that gets me mad because I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Very rarely will you see me criticize an idea. As a matter of fact, what I will say most of the time is at least they're trying something new. So I don't critique a good idea from a bad idea because, quite frankly, it's all subjective. What I might think is a great idea, somebody else may think is a terrible idea. What I may think is a terrible idea, somebody else may think is a great idea. So I understand ideas are subjective. So just because I think it's a bad idea doesn't mean it's a bad idea. Just because I think it's a good idea doesn't mean it's a good idea. It is all subjective. So guys, when you watch my shows, you watch me on Twitch, you watch me on Twitter, you know, this is usually my basis, okay? One thing you will always see about me is I never go on the offensive. I never go out there and randomly attack anybody. I never go on the offensive. I am never the aggressor. What I am, bro, is I am the defender. Because when people talk crap about me, Christian or non-Christian, I am going to defend myself and I am going to defend my honor, especially when crap is being made up about me that is not true. So again, follow me on Twitch, follow me on Twitter, follow me on the shows, and you will find out I don't go after people. I don't start anything with people. But will I defend myself? You are damn right I will defend myself. I work too hard for my reputation. And I've worked too hard on being an honest man. And I've worked too hard on my integrity. And telling the truth and standing up for the truth. So when people make up crap about me, yes, I am going to defend myself. When you guys listen to Castrating the Marks, you know it is entertainment. The things these dirt sheet writers say, I think are funny. I think they're funny. I think they're entertaining. And in a comedic way, in an entertaining way, I make fun of the things they say. Do I do it in a hateful way? Absolutely not. Do I actually hate the people I'm having fun with? Absolutely not. I hate nobody. I do not have a hateful bone in my body. If you think I hate dirt sheet writers, man, you don't know me at all. I don't hate anybody. I don't have a hateful bone in my body. I don't hate anybody. I honestly don't, guys. I don't hate the dirt sheet marks. I don't hate people that hate me. I am a firm believer of if you actually hate somebody or if you hate another person, bro, God's nowhere in your life. I honestly believe that. God does not know hate. God doesn't hate anybody. And I don't think I'm really capable of hating another human being. I don't hate anybody. Bro, do people piss me off? Yeah, bro, sometimes people say stuff that piss me off. Sometimes people do stuff that pisses me off. I'm a human being. But when push comes to shove, bro, I do not hate anybody. Nobody. So, guys, what I'm starting to notice is a lot of people online, you know, as you see right here in this Twitch, they like to take shots at me. They like to say things about me, you know, behind their keyboard, behind their computer. They like to label me certain names. They like to lie about me. They like to make up stuff about me. And when I see this happening, I set the record straight and I put these people in their place. But what I am starting to find out, bro, is people will antagonize me. They will start arguments with me. They will start fights with me. They will make up stuff about me. They will label me horrible, horrible, horrible things. And then when I defend myself, what is the first thing they do? The first thing they do, bro, is they say, "Oh, Vince, some Christian you are. Look at Vince the Christian cutting a promo on somebody. Look at Vince the Christian defending himself. Look at Vince the Christian calling somebody out." You know what? Yes, Christians do all those things. I don't know where people got the idea of when Christians are attacked that Christians just roll over and play dead. I don't know where people got that idea from. Okay, I am not a mamby-pamby Christian. And in the Bible, God himself told the disciples to be ready to defend themselves. Because when they went out in the world, they were going to take out their disdain of him, Jesus, on his disciples, on his apostles. And Jesus himself said, "Don't take that. Be ready to defend yourself." So I am not a mamby-pamby Christian. And if you think you're going to rile me up and you're going to talk smack about me and you're going to talk crap about me, and the minute I defend myself and the minute I defend my honor, you are going to throw my Christianity at me like I am supposed to roll over and allow you to have a field day with me? Because I claim to be a Christian. Guys, I did an entire show on turn the other cheek does not mean you're a welcome mat. Turn the other cheek does not mean you allow people to crap on you and walk all over you. That's not what it means. Turn the other cheek means you don't seek revenge. You let God take care of the revenge. That's what turn the other cheek means. But turn the other cheek does not mean, oh, I'm a Christian, therefore I'm going to be mamby-pamby. Therefore, I'm going to be a wuss, and I'm going to let people walk all over me and lie about me and bully me and talk crap about me because I'm a Christian. So I'm not supposed to defend myself. That's not going to happen. So you could throw my Christianity at me all day long when I am defending myself, because I will honor myself and I will defend myself and I will stand tall as the person, Vince Russo, that God created. You're not going to step all over me. You're not going to walk all over me. I am not going to be some mamby-pamby Christian that you think I should be. That is not the definition of a Christian. Look up the word Christian. Understand what that word means before you start throwing it in the face of Christians. Declaring yourself a Christian does not mean, oh, I'm going to let people talk crap about me. Oh, I'm going to let people lie about me. Oh, I'm going to let people make stuff up about me. Oh, I'm going to let people bully me. Oh, I'm going to let people talk about me. Oh, I'm going to let people try to ruin my reputation. That's not what being a Christian is. It's got nothing to do with being a Christian. So you could throw that up at me till you're blue in the face. Anybody who knows what a true Christian means knows that it is totally acceptable for a Christian man, woman, or child to stick up for themselves. There is nothing wrong with that. No way in the Bible does God say, you know what, do yourself a favor. Go down to the tattoo shop and get doormat tattooed across your chest and let everybody have liberties with you. Let everybody have their way with you. Let everybody talk smack about you because you are a Christian and you won't say anything. That is not in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. I've read the Bible several times. Nowhere in the Bible. Now, here's the second part of Mamby Pamby. You can't Mamby Pamby believe in God. You can't Mamby Pamby believe in God's word. You can't Mamby Pamby believe in God's kingdom. You either believe or you don't. If you halfway believe, you don't believe. If you believe when it's convenient for you, you don't believe. Because the true word and the true definition of a Christian is, I believe in the Holy Bible. I believe that is God's word, and I believe it wholeheartedly. God is going to be the center of my life. And I am going to work every day in walking closer and closer and closer in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And that is going to be my priority. And again, guys, yes, you're going to mess up. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you're going to fall short. Yes, you're going to sin. You're going to do all those things because you're human. But being a Christian means I believe in the word of God. And the reason I bring that up is because during these times of a pandemic, during these times of what's going on in the world right now, I am not afraid. I have no fear. Why do I have no fear, regardless of the media being fearmongers? Why is that not affecting me? Real simple, because I know God's in control. I know God is in control of everything. I know it's in God's hands. Therefore, I am at peace. I know God is protecting me. I know God knows how much I love him. I know God knows how much I represent him. I know God knows how much he means to me. And with that comes absolute faith. Not mamby-pamby faith when it's convenient. Absolute faith and conviction across the board. That's what it means. That's what being a Christian means. There's no mamby-pambying it. You're not going to mamby-pamby it when you're standing up for yourself as a man or a woman or a child. And you're not going to mamby-pamby it in your belief in God. You either believe or you do, or you don't. If money is driving you and money is the driving force in your life and you're all worried about money, then you don't believe that God knows what you need and he's going to provide. You don't believe that, because if you believed it, you wouldn't worry about the money. Guys, there's a lot of people out of work right now. I have taken a hit. I'm still working. Thank God I've taken a hit. We've all taken a hit. But as a Christian to my core, I know God knows what I need to survive. I know God's got me. I know God's in control. He knows what's going on. But when you surrender your life to him, he's got your back. And it can't be mamby-pamby when it's convenient for you. It's got to be when you're down in the trenches. It's got to be when you're in the valley. It's got to be when times get tough. That is when your real faith and conviction comes through. Guys, here's what the Bible does tell you. Everything happens in your life to bring you closer to God. But you either believe that or you don't believe it. If you're mamby-pambying Christianity, you're not a Christian. And that doesn't mean if you fall short. That doesn't mean if you sin. That doesn't mean if you make a mistake. That's not what I'm saying. We all do that. What I'm saying is if you don't believe 1,000,000% wholeheartedly that God is at the center of your life, that God is in control, that God has this, that God knows what you need, that God loves you, that God will provide for you, that everything he does is to bring you closer to him. If you don't believe that with all your heart and soul, you are mamby-pambying it. I don't believe there's any mamby-pambying in Christianity. I'm not going to be a mamby-pamby pushover that people that want for people that want to use that against me. Because the minute I defend myself, they're going to use that against me. And with all due respect, when you can show me in the Bible where it says you are sinning when you defend yourself and you are sinning when you defend your honor, then show me that. Show me that. Send that verse to me. that we should all roll over. We should all be meek. We should all be weak. You think God created us to be meek and weak? Seriously? You think God created us to be mamby-pamby, weak and meek? God created us to fight for his army, to be strong, proud soldiers, to not allow anybody to walk over us. Nobody. But you got to be just as strong with your conviction and with your belief. You can't be a part-time Christian when it's convenient for you. I hate when God catches me making a mistake. I hate it. But you know why I hate it? I hate it for a couple of reasons. I hate it because I failed myself, and I hate it because I failed him. I don't want to fail him. But that's where I also know I've got his unconditional love. Vince, it's okay. You messed up. We're going to go back to start. I'm going to give you this life lesson again, and we're going to keep doing it over and over and over and over until you're where you need to be. That's what having God in your life means. But he ain't there if you're mamby-pambying it, guys. If you're mamby-pambying your faith and your belief, then you might as well not believe at all. You can't be a part-time Christian. You can't be. You can't be. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. It's the commitment. You're all in or all out. And as I tell you every week, the gift is free. All you have to do is ask. Ask and you shall receive. But guys, don't believe for one second. Your love of God, your love of Jesus, your love of Christ means that you have to roll over for people that want to take their liberties with you. That's not what it means. When you defend your honor, you're defending the person that God made you to be. That's what you're defending. That is it, guys. That is life. Guys, don't mamby-pamby it. You're all in or you're all out. It's a commitment. It's a promise. It's a way of life. And it's not easy. It's a commitment. Take care, everybody. I will see you tomorrow.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.